Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. On today's episode, I want to share with you one of my favorite bloggers, Leo Babota. One of his posts. The title of this post is How to Be Calm. And I wanted to share it with you because he's always got such wisdom. And I will put a link to this post in the show notes because you may want to follow Leo and read his wonderful blog posts as they come out, I believe, weekly. So he says here, I've often been described as a calm person. I'm not sure if they really mean boring, but I'm happy to be calm most of the time. When others are stressing out, I can help calm them down. When things aren't going well, I calmly take appropriate action instead of falling apart. When things are falling apart, I can hold to the center. I can feel into the difficulty and find the peace, the unshakable connection to everything around me. I'm not saying that to brag, but I hope that this will move others to try it as well. If you would like to be calm, to stress out less, I offer you this guide. So here is Leo's A Calm motto. He says, I recently offered this motto to my 18-year-old when she was stressing out about a situation she was facing. No big deal. I told her, just remember, NBD. No big deal. Remind yourself of this motto whenever things are going wrong, or someone is frustrating you, or you aren't getting what you want. No big deal. Of course, there are some things that are a big deal. Life and death or emergency situations, when a loved one really needs your help. I'm sure there are other situations that are a big deal, but most of the time, it's not as big a deal as we might imagine. We add stress unnecessarily to the situation. You have a million things to do and not enough time to do it all. No big deal. Pick the things you can do and get to work. That's all you can do anyway, so it's not worth adding some stress to the already difficult situation. Have a huge task to do and it's going to be very difficult? No big deal. Just take the first step. Just get moving. You'll deal with the difficulty. Plans fall apart? No big deal. Figure out a new alternative. Someone unhappy with you? No big deal. See their pain. Give them some compassion. Take the appropriate action to help fix things. Or go on about your business if it can't be fixed. There's another way to look at it, of course. Everything is a big deal. What we do matters. And in this way, instead of just letting ourselves be distracted or taking things for granted, we can give the act in front of us our full attention and love. That doesn't mean we need to get upset or stressed out about our situation, though. While the act in front of us is a big deal, the situation is not a big deal. Life goes on, and it is delightfully beautiful. Now Leo lists calm practices. He says, when things are falling apart, when things don't go your way, in addition to reminding yourself that things are no big deal, there are some practices you might try out. Get in touch with the difficulty. We usually want to get away from the difficulty, to have the stress and pain end, to find peace. This usually results in greater difficulty and unhappiness with the situation. Instead, we can get in touch with the feeling of stress, with the pain or fear or anger or irritation that we're feeling. That means dropping into the physical feeling in your body, which is nothing to panic about. It's just a feeling in the present moment, and you can stay with it with courage. This is a transformative practice, and I highly recommend you practice it as often as you can during the day. Get bigger than yourself. When we're stressed or frustrated, it's because we're trapped in our own small, self-centered point of view. We want what we want, and we are unhappy when we don't get it. If we can get beyond this limited viewpoint, all of a sudden, we have some spaciousness. Things don't seem so closed in and dire. We can see the bigger picture, see things from other people's viewpoints, see that there is more than just what we're seeing and what we want. This bigger view is usually pretty calming. When you're getting bothered, try stepping outside yourself and seeing things from the point of view of others or a bird's eye view. Connect with the peace at the center. After doing the above two practices, there's a deeper one. Find the place inside yourself that is completely at peace. It's the center of the storm, where nothing is going crazy, where it feels like there is an eternal truth, that you are deeply connected to everything else. This can take a while to find, so practice. Once you find this unshakable connection, it doesn't matter what's happening around you. It's there. You can practice all of these, one after the other, or just pick one and practice it every day for a week or two. You'll find calm. It will be exquisite. Again, that was from Leo Babauta. And the link to that post will be in the show notes.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And I'm hoping that you will enjoy hearing that, because sometimes we need to hear things from different people. And I love Leo talking about finding the center, finding the calm in the center of the storm. And for my own life and for many people that I work with, we can find that when we actually try to visualize it in our own body. having a point or a place to go to. And I had a spiritual director a while ago, many years ago, actually, who spoke to me about that place, that eternal peace place, being behind the heart, behind your physical heart, behind that center that we look at in our body as the seat of the soul. And it's an imaginary space, but if we can have a place to kind of visualize that spot behind our heart, it can help us to have a place to go, a place to put our focus and to bring our mind's eye to when we are trying to find that peace and calm. So what do you think about the little mantra that Leo put out? No big deal. It's a great one, I think. No big deal. The reason that I like it is because the mind is very happy to make mountains out of molehills. And I know this is a very easy thing to fall into. And I think many of us do it quite out of habit. Again, it's just something that we have done before and we just keep doing it. Of course, it falls back into maybe we're trying to control things or trying to feel safe, but we get spinning our wheels and we do make a big deal out of things that often maybe don't need that much attention or that much hubbub going on around them. So it might be an interesting thing to have as one of your touchstones or mantras that you keep in your back pocket, no big deal. And trying to be able to look at some things in our lives as not being that big of a deal. Another way to look at it is to try to, like he said, the bird's eye view, or I like to look at it as taking a step back. Let me take a step back and see if I can see more of this picture than what's just right at the tip of my nose. Take a step back and see what you can see. And to just let it be, no big deal. Many things that we put on our to-do list, for example, we don't get done. And we go back to that list the next day and we rewrite the same things, sometimes for a couple of days. And maybe by the third or fourth day that you get to it, it didn't even need to be done. It either resolved or it disappeared, fell off some other way, somebody else did it, but it was no big deal. So I think we can look at that with our anxiety and panic also. We can take a step back and just imagine that you can put a new frame around what's happening, the anxiety rising, the mind starting to conjure thoughts about the future that are dreadful, and put a new frame around it, the no big deal frame. What if it was no big deal? Well, then we wouldn't have to get worked up. Then we wouldn't be afraid. Then we wouldn't be releasing hormones, and we wouldn't be fueling the fire for future anxiety and panic. What if it were no big deal? Maybe we can practice this with things that come up. These small things that we have a choice. Sometimes we have practiced our meditation and our daily awareness and being in the present moment enough that when some things come up, we actually do have the space to make a conscious choice to actually respond versus reacting. And in that way, we can choose no big deal. It's when we act out of habit and reaction and knee-jerk reaction that everything can get blown up out of proportion. And then we're moving at a rapid pace. We have thoughts going faster and faster through our mind. And the anxious mind loves nothing more than to go fast, because then it's keeping itself fueled. And again, we want to remember that this is not a bad thing that's happening. It's your mind and body is not trying to hurt you. It's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to get you to a place that you are not going, that you're going to be able to relax again, but it thinks that you are in danger. So it wants to go fast, and it wants to go faster and faster to get you to safety. So that's why everything speeds up. So we need to use our own conscious awareness of the fact that we are safe and that we are not in danger, that we can take a breath and we can respond versus react, that we can slow things down, that we can actually start to feel some peace and make a conscious choice versus just a habitual reaction. So maybe by throwing in the very simple, no big deal, or if you want to make it even more simple, Leo called it NBD, throw that in and see if that doesn't buy you a little bit of time. See if that doesn't, you know, put the fire out before it even got started, right? Wouldn't that be nice? No big deal. And have it be a smaller thing than the anxious mind was thinking. Again, the anxious mind trying to get you safe, so it's going to build it up into a big thing. Got to get you scared and get you moving. So we can actually use something that looks like not caring as a way of really taking very good care of ourselves, of calming ourselves down, of being able to find the calm in the center of the storm by putting the frame around it, no big deal. So I hope you will try that. I hope with the big things or small things, whatever comes up for you, practice it. See if you can let yourself have that spaciousness to be able to make a conscious choice instead of just reacting. Make it no big deal and see what happens. I'd love for you to share with us how this is working for you. I would love to hear how Leo's post and our tossing it around in with the idea, shining the light of anxiety on it and seeing how this practice might work for the anxious at heart also, because we do tend to, when we're anxious or in panic, everything is a big deal. Everything is an emergency and everything requires our immediate attention. So I think it's a great little mantra, so maybe you can try it out. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you if you're trying this and how it's working for you. Remember, you can send us email at anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. No big deal. And that's from Leo Babauta. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.